The phone lines are open. Call 416-946-7800 or toll free at 1-888-204-8976 to donate now. Or visit CIUT.FM to donate on our secure online server and keep us right in the airwaves.
CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
And this is the Tanner Report, CIUT at 9.5 FM. It must be 5 o'clock. And with me is, and me is Phil Taylor. With me is Phil Conlon. How are you doing, Phil?
Well, Phil, I am so happy to be in the studio at Hart House and to see you. I haven't seen you live.
This is me over here.
That's right. That's actually Phil Taylor sitting opposite me in the studio in Hart House. And I believe that we're going to overcome the adversity facing society and overcome COVID. And the proof of it is that we're in Hart House studio right now, live broadcasting on
CIUT. Doing the most important thing, which is fundraising.
We're fundraising, of course.
It's a high point of all listeners
right.
A year is right. When they get a chance to donate to the station because it's an independently... supported by listeners independently. And the way to do it, let's give you some numbers. Call us at 416-946-7800. And if you're, as I always say, in Hong Kong, and we have many friends in Hong Kong, the bad guys are gone, but the good guys are there. And you can call us at 1-888-204-8976. By bad guys, I mean the network of U.S. and British intelligence agents who thought that Hong Kong was their home base, and they're now, we hope, out of work. And so 1-888-204-8976, and if you're local, 416-946-7800. It is the Taylor Report. You want to support CIUT, but the best way to do it is to go CIUT.FM and donate, and, you know, as you... You'll be given a chance to mention your favorite show. I'm going to presume it might be the Taylor Report, but we have a lot of great shows. Well, Phil, you have one, as a matter of fact.
Well, I do. Although my favorite
6 to 8, and it's
called Classical Underground. It's on Wednesday evenings. It's classical music for the non-snobs, and we're getting lots of nice
letters. That's a lot of work. That's a lot.
That is a lot of work. It doesn't come easy, but it is nice. And but my favorite show is the Taylor Report, because I read the news every day. I read the Globe and Mail. It's a form of self abasement and self torture, really. and then of course I have to go to the Taylor Report to find out
the Taylor
truth.
Report reads the Globe.
The Taylor Report does read the Globe critically, and then has to figure out the truth.
I'm really glad you listen, Phil. I couldn't have queued that up better. And this is totally. I want to, what they you hold your palm up. God's, I swear to God, the Globe and Mail today has an obituary of a jockey who was born in Germany in 1936. He had a younger brother named Adolf, by the way. But the Globe loves him, and they're telling us all about him. And it says that. He was pressed into the role of being the kind of father of the family because his dad went off to be a Nazi soldier, and he had to support the family. His father was gone, and he was pressed into the role sooner than expected at the age of 10 when the Russians invaded Germany in 1945. Phil, you did not know that, did you? The Russians
invaded Germany.
I have today's Globe, and it says he was pressed into service when the Russians invaded Germany in 1945, the final year of the Second World War. I want to just mention they did not invade; they liberated Germany. They actually, and I'll just share this with the listeners, they were Canada's ally. And the right. Canadians could not have been happier. And the Germans were liberated from Nazism.
And they met
up. But the
up,
Globe doesn't mention that.
You know, I want to say that in World War II, in that period of time, my father, Joseph Conlon, a wonderful guy, and I miss him to this day. He was in uniform. He was fighting in forests in Belgium in the winter of 44-45. And he didn't like talking about it because he never marched around with the veterans and all that sort of stuff.
A lot of unhappy things happened.
Right, but he did tell me that he just wished that somebody was out there helping them, right? Of course, somebody was, which was the Red Army. It was on the other side of the German army. As bad as it was for those American and Canadian soldiers, it wasn't worse because the Germans were pulling their punches because they were fighting on two fronts, right?
All right.
So, and everybody who survived that on the American army should be thankful what the Russians did.
Well, actually, most of them were, but they had to be re-educated when the war was over and saved. Mm-hmm. Oh, you remember your close friend? He's now your enemy.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you mentioned because, see, that's the Globe and Mail, and they actually could write the sentence, Russians invaded Germany in 1945. Invaded.
Yeah.
Very strange. Actually, that was us. We all went.
Canada invaded Germany, if you want to put it that way, right?
And so that's why you listen to the State Report, actually. It's CIUT. Go to CIUT.fm, click on the donate button, and when you give that $500,000, they'll give you a chance to mention the State Report. Actually, if you give $500,000, we don't even care if you mention it. Just go ahead and do it. But this does happen to be the State Report. And you can call 416-946-7800, and you can call toll-free from Shanghai or Warsaw, 1-888-204-8976. By the way, we're keeping an eye on that. We just said that the Globe and Mail actually kind of gave us a wrong impression about World War II. In Poland over the weekend, there were at least two large anti-Semitic demonstrations, which, as you know, Phil, at the end of World War II, that was a crime. You could not have demonstrations. You could not race bait. However, the enlightened West, in their struggle against the Soviet, decided you could do that, but within a certain realm. Now they say you can do it, but we're going to say you shouldn't do that.
Right. But that certain realm is kind of expanding, right? I mean, they're permitting a little more every year. It's like in degrees, right? You can in degrees you can do more and more of it. You know, the United Nations this week.
About that. Hold that thought. Well, I just remind everybody this is fundraising at CIUT, and you can call us at 416-946-7800. By the way. With a donation of $89.50, you will get into the zone of being able to have be winner of a draw, which will be in December, at the end of December, I believe, for a trip for two to Iceland. And Phil, you're an Iceland enthusiast.
I've never been. I want to win that draw. What do I have to do to win that draw? Ken Stowers here. Ken, tell us, what do I have to do to win that draw?
Unfortunately, you cannot. You are not eligible.
Oh, look at that. Well, what does some friend of mine out there in the community have to do to win that draw? Yes.
Make that donation of $89.50 or more, and they're entered into the draw.
All right. Well, that's
there you go.
That's a bargain that nobody can
I didn't know that the magic voice existed out there. You did that, and I looked at the ceiling. I didn't know where you were.
There's the magic voice right there. It's Ken Stower, station manager.
Well, the way to get on a trip for two to Iceland.
Yeah.
That's great. And it's and for $89.50 and above. And
yeah, especially the above part. Let's emphasize that. You can give more than $89.50. Please do.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. The bigger the number, the more tempting it will be that you would win that.
Right.
So, we'll have to talk about that. Gambling. I'm on to gambling. I'm very worried about gambling. Every time they call back a touchdown now, I think there's a lot of gambling. Yeah, the major sports, NFL, NBA, baseball.
Baseball? During the playoffs? They do commercials for the
gambling.
Odds.
When they call back the touchdown, I'm thinking, I wonder if anybody made any money on that. Because they put the idea in my head by talking all the time about you should get involved with this. They're even using slot machine imagery to do, you know, how many yards to go, 300 yards, and how many passes? and pull the thing at 14, I start to worry, you know.
Oh, wow.
This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT, and we know you want to contribute, and we're getting in the way. So donate at CIUT.fm, and you can go click on the button, and you will name the show and make sure you make a significant donation. Or call us at 416-946-7800, toll-free, 1-888-204-8976. Phil, you wanted to mention the UN vote. That's a very important story.
Well, the General Assembly of the United Nations this year, as it does
every year,
was presented with a resolution saying condemning Nazism. Not all forms of fascism, but particularly Nazism and the kind of racist activities that go with it. And of course, because they are governed by civilized people, all the nations of South America, even the ones that are governed by dubious characters like Colombia and Brazil, all the nations of Africa, as far as I could see,
voted against.
Well, of course, two countries stood up for freedom of thought and voted against the resolution. That is the United States and Ukraine, because of course Ukraine tolerates Nazis running around their country.
Actually reached a level of government talking about where it's actually creeping into the Canadian media that there are Canadians and Canadian military who've been involved in training people who are promoters of the old SS and of all the and are putting up statues. So apparently they have finally hit that little piece of territory where the lights go on.
But Phil, let's talk about how dishonorable Canada was in this vote. Canada did the brave thing and abstained. Wow, that's real leadership from these guys.
It's called missing in action.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say that Canada had a lot of partners in abstaining. And what was interesting, and of course some of them, really tiny countries like Andorra and Liechtenstein and Malta, they abstained because, of course, they probably were told by the empire, if you vote in favor of this thing, something bad's going to happen in your country. But it's especially disappointing and pains me so much to see that Ireland abstained on the vote. And I think, you know, here you are. You are people who have a heroic history of fighting colonialism, and you can't bring yourself to condemn Nazism? Like, what is that?
Right? Well, there's a can of worms. I'm glad you bring that up. This is the Taylor Report. We'll come. That is a very important topic, is it, what each one. Some of these states explained their vote. I think you cited something you sent to me, the Americans explained their vote, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
So what, I have to ask you, and Phil is part Irish. This is full disclosure. I'm getting you into a jackpot. But you really ought to give them a chance to explain to you why they voted. Well, do you know why they did? Why they abstained, pardon me.
I don't know why they abstained. I mean, I could hazard a guess that they didn't want to get the Americans angry.
No, this is
them,
a Taylor Report. We don't hazard guesses.
We don't hazard guesses.
We've got to
get
the bottom of it.
Let's ask the Irish. Let's call up their embassy and say, well, how come you can't vote to condemn Nazism?
All right.
Right? You
know? We often... We produce on air, so that's your job.
Okay, I'm going to call the Irish embassy.
Phil is promising that he's going to find out why the Irish did, and maybe bring one of them in, and we'll do the whole number. Yeah. We know about Mr. Yeats. Let's be clear. W.B. Yeats had a little thing about the fascists for a while. He was rather taken, as many Western intellectuals were, with the gentleman I referred to earlier, Adolf.
Yeah.
There were... Shaw said some unfortunate things.
An allegedly great American poet, Ezra Pound.
Yeats went pretty far down the road. Yeah. We were speaking with our good friend Lynn Slotkin of the Critic Circle.
The Passionate Playgoer and Critic Circle.
About this issue. Mm. Of the question of the Vichy government under Pétain. Mm. Which was, Nazi collaborators, right? Well, Yeats thought that was the right road. He was in favor of the Vichys and wrote about it. And he also promoted Pétain himself. There's something to follow up. Right. This is a terrible.
The Americans of the time, by the way, had that one straight because Hollywood really helped with it. They made a movie called Casablanca, and they showed Pétain's people exactly what they were like, right? Yeah. Which is that they sold to the highest bidder, right? And that was Germany. So they sold to Germany. This history, we grew up with this history. Phil, you're actually old enough to remember the war, and I grew up in the glory days when we won the war, right? And then at some point we turn around and say, well, did we really win it? Because it seems to me that the Americans are now doing everything that we said we were fighting against.
Conlon's a veteran. we should give you a pin, give you a medal. What Phil is saying is all explanation why you should be supporting listener-supported state radio, CIUT 89.5, the Taylor Report. And you can do that by going to somebody's trying to call right now. You got the wrong number. Calling me. CIUT.
Is it a wonderful
.fm. Yeah. And donate and mention the Taylor Report. But we really urge you to come in at $89.50 at the very least so that you get a shot at going to Iceland. A trip for two to Iceland. Yeah. Right?
Oh, unfortunately, they also abstained on the vote, which breaks my heart.
Oh, my gosh.
But again, they got an American Army base in their country, so do they really have the right?
I brought you in here to bring me bad news. I got to do here. You're trying to rain?
Whoever
wants you to go to Iceland.
Whoever wins the prize, you go to Iceland and ask the Icelanders, how come you don't vote to condemn Nazism? That doesn't make any sense, right? Because you don't like those people, right?
You should do is trip for two to Iceland and come back with the report why they abstained on the vote.
Right.
But call us, 416-946-7800, or toll free at 1-888-204-8976. And donate and do mention the Taylor Report.
And I want to say, Phil, that quite a number of people have already donated and have mentioned the Taylor Report. I'm going to read some of their names, but I'm also going to read some of their comments.
Comments?
Yes, they made comments when they donated, see? So that
who knew?
Who knew, right? So Kevin Beamer, Rod Thorne, Marcia Smith. And they all mentioned Stan Babbitt and said that they wanted to donate in memory of Stan Babbitt.
We are so great. I'm really sorry I didn't open by saying we do this in the memory of Stan Babbitt on this occasion. Stan Babbitt, solid supporter of the station. He loved CIUT. I visited him in the hospital in his last days, and he had told the nurses to turn the station to 89.5 so he could listen. That's what he wanted.
Well, that's a story, listener. You
Stan
have
passed
to
away a week or so ago, and he was listening to CIUT.
A man dying in a hospice, and he tells the nurses, "I want to listen to 89.5." Now, come on. Go to the phones, pick it up, call us up, or go to CIUT.
You should know we have dedicated listeners.
No. That's amazing.
Stan inspired us because he always had. He was listening closely. I've always felt I was being interrogated because we do a show and he would say, you asked that guy and he didn't answer your question. I thought why didn't you say so-and-so? I would get that from him and I'd have to think about that. So, bless his heart.
Let me mention a few other names as well, and we really appreciate them.
I'm going to mention one just because I have his book in my hand, a guest of ours. I want to remind people the kind of shows we do. We have Rob Roth,
who has a new book,
Sturgeon Bay Poems, and we had him on, and with the music, remember? He combined
with Larry Jensen, his friend who is a folk singer from they're based in Owen Sound. Rob is a native of London, Ontario. And if any of you out there ever thought
that you said Windsor, right?
He's a native of London, but he lived in Windsor, and he writes about Windsor. He writes about the whole part of the province. I got to say that Rob grew up a Detroit Tigers fan. And a Red Wings fan. But anyway, Rob writes poems about southwestern Ontario, and he makes it, for people who didn't know it, a very, very interesting place with tons of history, interesting history. And Rob explores it all in his poetry. And
we'll be talking to about this book on the show for sure. And it is, that's the kind of programming we do. Of course, we also talk to Ishmael Reed, and we have his book, Bigotry on Broadway. There's a review of that. in a review of Bigotry on Broadway done by Lynn Slotkin, Critics Circle. You can do Slotkinletter.com. And you could read the review. But we tackle racism, we tackle class oppression, we talk war and peace. That's what we do. 416-946-7800, or if you're out of town, 1-888-204-8976. Speaking of out of town, people want to do another thing that Taylor Report often does, which is to notify our listeners that on Monday, November 22nd at 11 a.m. at the Office of Member of Parliament Tassi, there's going to be a demonstration saying no more expenditure, no more fighter planes, no more warships, and no more NATO. And I would say that's a very good idea, very timely. I'm glad they're doing it. That's at MP Tassi's office on Monday, November the 22nd, 11 a.m. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT. Go to CIUT.fm and donate.
I have a few more names.
Oh.
I could pass on to you. I've just been informed by the donation room. Ken Stone, Kay Basham, and Brendan Stone and family all just contributed to the Taylor Report.
Okay. That's an army.
That is an army. Almost every name mentioned there is known to be an outstanding person.
One last thing. I think it's very important to acknowledge that CIUT, by way of the now Reader's Choice poll, came in as the runner-up as the best radio station in Toronto. And in context, that's quite an achievement because that means we outvoted people voted for us over and above 50 other radio stations they could have chose. So I think in part that's the cumulative impact of the dedication and passion that our volunteers have delivered over the past 20 months, continuing to deliver the content that all of our listeners have come to know, be it music and or spoken word, including this show, of course, the Taylor Report. So thanks to everybody that voted.
Yeah, thanks very much. And you, I think you're right. I think that we tackled the COVID phenomena, and we say we're staying on the air. We're going to and if I understand what Ken Stauer has said over this period is that the quality of our programming is actually going up because of the dedication of our programmers who really put their shoulder into it.
Absolutely.
So,
but I still have to say that to be back in the studio like we are sitting right now, the first time since March 2020 is a really special thing, and it's a great to be here and be in Hart House, and to remind ourselves that CIUT is a physical place. It's a radio station. It's got all the equipment of a radio station. We're not just on the cloud, which sometimes people think that's how things operate. But there's a real physical reality to it all, and our programmers have continued to bring radio to the city 24/7, and the Taylor Report has not missed a beat since the pandemic started, and that's an extraordinary accomplishment. And Phil, I just want to mention, because I looked in the Globe and Mail today for some quality news about the Middle East, and of course, I didn't find any, but that's not surprising because I never find any. I want to say that on the Taylor Report, we have a friend that we often interview, Zafar Bangash. So if you want to know about Kashmir, Syria, Iran, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, don't go to the Globe and Mail because they have nothing useful to tell you. And sometimes they have nothing to tell you. That's actually one of the better
days. It takes them longer when they don't have anything to tell you.
You're right.
When they do a spread, you say, oh, they really don't have anything. You know, they just kind of bunch of paragraphs.
But I want to say that for people, if you want news.
Well, and Stephen Gowans, my goodness.
Oh, boy, there's another one, right?
Who really is brilliant analysis. Yeah. And a very courageous gentleman, three books, really outstanding books. And that is, that's what we do on the Taylor Report. And that's why we hope you will call 416-946-7800. Call us toll free, 1-888-204-8976. And the preferred way, the simplest for you, is my credit card at CIUT.fm, donate. And you'll be given an opportunity. After you hit donate, then you're in the door and you can mention the Taylor Report. You don't get to say it before. You have to get past that door. But please call us up, 416-946-7800. A name I got to mention, as you know, every year, and I love doing it, is Karen Snooks. And I know that somewhere out there, Ron Mesbach has contributed, because Karen was a devoted listener to CIUT and to the Taylor Report, and she was an artist of considerable gifts, but also a militant trade unionist, rather like Rob Roth, artist and activist, and a very close friend of and supporter of a man I'm going to call legendary, Peter Leibovich. And the years and years ago, when the Toronto Sun was waging a war against the Canadian postal workers, on the front lines of that war were Karen Snooks and Peter Leibovich. And on one occasion, the crazy publisher of the Sun said he was going to lead an army of citizens and cross the picket line and break the strike. And Karen and Leibovich went there, and the two of them were enough to stop.
His name was Peter Worthington.
It was
Worthington.
An easy win.
His name was Peter Worthington, and he really...
I forgot his name.
That was not, well.
You know, Freud says we tend to forget things we find unpleasant. So.
And he certainly was unpleasant. But I have to say that his newspaper tried to intimidate Peter and failed, and Karen and all of their colleagues on that picket line. And people should know that in Canada now, we have something called maternity leave. It's legislated. It's protected by law. An employer has to give you maternity leave in Canada and has to give you your job back when it's finished. People should know that strike that Peter Leibovich was helping to lead in 1978, that they raised that as an issue, and people said, these postal workers are really crazy. They must be a bunch of communists.
What are they, dreaming?
how could they ask for something like that? Businesses will go bankrupt.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, they never had any money, and then COVID came, and all of a sudden they say, oh, you want a bag of money? This is for you, kid. And you say, well, that's funny. The other day we wanted, a swimming pool, and you couldn't afford it. Oh, no. We got plenty of money. Don't worry. So, that raises the issue. Can they just print it? Apparently they can. You're listening to Taylor Report, CIUT. You got to call us up, 416-946-7800. And if you... anything 89.50 and above, you have a chance for a trip for two to Iceland. And
that's nothing to sneeze at, folks. Iceland is one of the nicest places you could visit.
I did great stories about it, actually. Because of the volcanic heat,
right?
They have very special.
Oh yeah, you go swimming in the middle of the winter outdoors because the water is naturally warm, right? And they heat the country using clean energy of the
without being gross about it. They really know how to drink, right? They have a reputation.
They do,
and they're a rather sober population, but they do know how to drink. Which is, maybe one should go there and learn, be correctly instructed. This is the Taylor Report, and we ask you to go to CIUT FM and donate. The numbers are 416-946-7800, donate. And, of course, if you're out of town, Bakersfield, somewhere in Maryland, whatever, 1-888-204-8976, and when it comes time to say favorite show, we would be very pleased if you mentioned the Taylor Report. I just saw someone startled by a microphone. I don't know what that was. I'll tell you some of the things we're going to be going into the issue of what is going on in Ethiopia. We have talked to the various writers for the Black Agenda Report. Who, by the way, lost a wonderful editor-publisher, Glenn Ford, died this past year. But they have been carrying on well. And Ann Garrison, who's been on our show a number of times, has now begun to outline what the U.S. is why they're so engaged with Ethiopia. Ethiopia is being told it was a story of, oh, the government is being oppressive towards the Tigray people. And without mentioning that the U.S. has had kind of an alliance there, and they are looking to create a situation where they will sanction and try to divide the country, and you may see a major war, or wars, more than one, in the Horn of Africa. And we've just begun to work on that, but the Tater Report's going to come back to it, because you mentioned a while ago the Globe and Mail, the way they did a spread the other day, that's why I made fun of it, is a large, you know, like 2 pages copy. And you couldn't make head and a tail, actually, of it. It was mainly, you know, our reporter was on the phone to a man who said he was tortured, and you say, okay, who is the man and where? And they don't tell you. And then they said, we spoke to an expert, and the expert is a European who's been studying there in his Europe about Ethiopia, and he says, oh, they're a terrible government. And then the two culprits, Amnesty, which is a British affiliated to the government outfit, and Human Rights Watch, which is an American affiliated government. They call them human rights people. And then they put that together, stir it, and then they say, well, that's why we got to put sanctions on them, and that's why we got to see if we can remove their president. So you have the outline. But the Globe wrote all that without ever actually touching on anything of any substance.
And did the Globe,
and it certainly didn't make their case at all.
And did you notice that the story was datelined in Johannesburg? Well, okay, that's the same continent, but it's at the opposite end of the continent. That's where the Globe's reporter was, right?
I was in Addis Ababa, by the way, and I was not invited to leave the airport. I was just told to stay right there and keep going. Yeah. They say that Ethiopia, is the land without rain. Mm-hmm. The day I was there, it rained. So they probably said, it must have been Taylor. What's going on? It's raining.
Well, could you bring some of that rain to CIUT, Phil, and help bring it? We'll turn it into money, right? I mean, it's there you go. So so we want you to rain down on the website, CIUT.fm.
Oh, you're on to something now.
Yeah, we are. Okay, so go in and you hit the donate
button. Amen.
Yeah.
I can give you an amen.
Amen. All right. And it's a minimum of $89.50. There's no maximum. I have to tell you, there is no maximum amount you can donate to CIUT. And so just let your imagination run with that. But if you donate that minimum of $89.50, you have a chance to go to Iceland with an all paid expenses trip for two. And that's a wonderful opportunity, folks. So, I mean, it's like you get the Taylor Report, you get my program, Classical Underground. I hope you don't mind me mentioning it, Phil, but you get Classical Underground too. And you get, by the way, you like to hear Phil talk. You also go to
all kinds of great radio.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's great programs on this radio station, and you can win a trip to Iceland. So, folks, $89.50. And Phil, you've been given the numbers, so I'll let you give the numbers.
Oh, I could do. Yeah. Let me see if I could. There's a 4 and a 1 and a 6 and a 946-7800. And from out of town, it is 1-888-204-8976. And I got to say, you know, thank goodness for the internet. You go to www.ciut.fm, donate, and it's done. You know, it's not putting a check in the mail. It is not wandering around with a lot of money in your pocket. Just go to ciut.fm, donate, and a major credit card, not one that you made up, a real one. And do mention the Taylor Report. It's important to us. It's pure ego. We want to know that you're out there. And by the way, Tony Leah told me that he's contributing, and we're very grateful. I want to pass that on. We had him on the show. Remember we talked about
it? Okay. So, Tony, are you out there? I'm passing it on. We're very grateful.
We had Tony Leah as a guest. Yeah. He has a great blog. I forget. Do you know the name of it offhand?
Ooh.
Okay, before the end of the show, we're going to have a quiz. We'll come back. But at any rate, he writes very well about labor matters. And speaking of which, we had Sid Ryan on a week ago, and that was a sensation.
That was a sensational interview.
Sid is a talking man, as they say in the West. He's a talking man. And he's written a memoir of his work, life in Irish. He tells the story of growing up in Ireland, but mainly his work in the labor movement in Canada. It's the best memoir I've read outlining the struggles of the building the labor movement, building QP, becoming president of the Ontario Federation of Labor, and the trials and tribulations that he went through. And, you know, Phil, in that memoir, he mentions that he actually was with other school children going home, going to school in the morning and seeing Brendan Behan drunk coming home from a bar.
He saw Brendan Behan coming out of a bar drunk on Broadway.
Here's the one that we're all. Taylor Report is looking for the Irishman who can say that they saw Brendan Behan and he was sober. That would be him.
Yeah, that would have been a hard thing to.
Because I think even when he was sober, he kind of pretended he wasn't. I mean, that was his persona, right?
That's right. That's right.
When he came to Canada, he got arrested here in Toronto.
Did he really?
He managed to get arrested.
he must have loved that.
And he complained that this wasn't a city. Yeah. And they said, "What do you mean it's not a city?" He said, "A city is a place where you can drink and dance at any hour of the day or night, and you guys are not a city."
Well, and we have fixed that, right? Right. When Brendan was here, that was absolutely true. You didn't dance at any hour of the day or night, and you certainly didn't drink at any hour of the day or night in Toronto. So yeah, he would have had a tough time here.
We should have packed him off to Montreal. You tune in to the Taylor Report just to find that out.
Yeah.
That Brendan Behan said this, we weren't a city, but we have. Thank goodness he was here, and now we've fixed that.
You know, Phil, when I first came to this city, when Brendan was still alive at that time, on a Saturday night at 11:59 p.m. in a bar, I used to go to the Brunswick House, they would put all of the chairs up on the table, and you had to be out the door 1 minute before midnight because it's going to be Sunday, and you couldn't have a drink in front of you. That was the Toronto that
you could not take a drink from one table to the other.
That's right.
That was a big no-no.
Yeah.
For all I know, it still is. I'm not a drinker. I really can't join in these. When Abraham Lincoln was running for president, a woman came up to him and she wanted to test him. And she said, "Mr. Lincoln, are you a temperance man?" And he says, "No, ma'am, but I don't drink."
Well, that's a good politician's answer.
That was going too far. You know? Yeah. So this is CIUT, and it is the Taylor Report, and we want you to donate and help this wonderful station. Can we reveal we're going for 100 grand? We ain't playing. We're going for 100 grand, and we want $1,000 an hour. So those of you who just have a ready 1,000, jump in right now and get this thing over with, you know, put paid on that. And the way to do it, go to CIUT.fm and just take a deep breath and bang. You donate and mention the Taylor Report. CIUT.fm to donate. Oh, bring your credit card, of course, with that.
I have a couple of more names for you.
That is the voice of Ken Stauer.
Bill Heffernan, a longtime supporter of CIUT, has just contributed, as have longtime supporters Greg and Yarka Lowry.
We're very proud of them. They're great folks.
And
they are great people.
Yeah.
I've had the pleasure of meeting them.
And thank you very much, Bill and Greg and Yarka. That's fantastic. And we need more calls like that at CIUT.fm or by telephone. Phil will give you the numbers, but this station relies on...
416-946-7800.
You didn't let me finish my spiel.
You say Phil will give you the numbers, I just go off like a Roman candle.
Right.
416-946-7800. 1-888-204. This is, of course, for you people way around the world from us. 1-888-204-8976. And I'm sorry, you were saying...
No, I'm just saying that, you know, the The people out there who like us send money and support us, and so you can have independent thought on CIUT.
Yes.
That's something on radio in North America now. There's not an awful lot of that going around, but you can find it here on CIUT.fm and on the Taylor Report.
So, yes. This is where you find it.
This is where you find it.
This is, and by the way, it is a pleasure. It is. Somebody said, "Why do you do? What gets you? What makes you want to do radio?" I said, "I'm trying to avoid ulcers." I said, "Hey, I saw the paper this morning, and this is, oh my God, I can't believe this." And then we get to share that, mm-hmm. you know, with people, and then we call people, speak to people, know what they're talking about, you know, like Stephen Collins, and you mentioned Safar Bengash, who can put people straight, who aren't invited by the mainstream media to fill their columns because they have well-paid hacks who will do that. But so there's an appetite in the world to hear other programs, different point of view. And often our contribution is simply to read out of a newspaper from another part of the world what that country thinks, as opposed to having someone interpret what they think, you know. Tell us the New York Times, Washington Post view of what is on Putin's mind. If I want to know what's on his mind, I just read him. It's a trick. I have a little trick. If I want to know what Putin said, I read what he said. But if I want to know what the Washington Post wants me to think he said, I read them.
So. Yeah, Phil, I want to mention that we had a guest on this year that unfortunately passed away shortly after. His name was Omar Latif. He was a veteran trade unionist. And he was a man with living with illness. He knew he wasn't going to live long. And he took a long trip to Xinjiang, China, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, because he wanted to see for himself, because he's reading all this stuff that you can read in the Globe and Mail every day, and I mean every day. If I think the Globe editor gets their wrist slapped by the publisher if they don't run an article about how evil the Chinese are in Xinjiang. But he actually went, and he walked around the streets of the cities in Xinjiang. It's a very, very large place. It's larger than the country of France. But they have a couple of major cities, and he visited them, and he visited their shopping districts and their street fairs where you buy food on the street, and he visited their mosques. Very important, because of course the Globe and Mail tells you they're not allowed to have mosques in China. He says they have more in Kashgar, their city, than the entire country of France. You know, mm-hmm. By the way, he never could get his trip reported on by the Globe and Mail. Surprise, not. Right, unfortunately.
We're not interested. Yeah. And by the way, also, a professor at Ryerson was made aware of that interview and said he agreed with that. Yeah. And he had been to China more recently, and he just wanted to share, because he was a Muslim. I believe he's a professor of engineering. But he said it just bothered him. The bias and the prejudice in the reporting. He said, "I just traveled there." Yeah. I remember he told us that he had seen been to a major city, Shanghai, where they had halal restaurant at the airport. Yeah. As he said, big sign, halal. And he says, "I come back here and they tell me that they're persecuting Muslims." He said, "I don't think we have a halal restaurant at the Toronto airport."
You know, let's send our trust.
And he just went, you know, he was on the level of, you just talked about it, just on the walking pedestrian in life who says, "Oh, I saw that sign, I talked to that person." And there's more revelation, political revelation, from talking to that person than a guy who's sweating over a 10-paragraph article, or editorial for the Globe, which is about why we should not ever believe anything we ever see or hear from there.
So, Phil, can I suggest that the trusty investigative team of Taylor Report check out the Toronto Airport and see if we can find a halal food place there? You know,
that's a very.
I think it would be the work of a few hours. We walk around the
point.
I guess the open areas and see what we can find out.
Yeah. And while you're thinking about it, go to CIUT.fm and you can donate and hit the donate button, mention the Taylor Report, and give a ton of money. Or call us up at 416-946-7800. We're going for $100,000. To me, that's the kind of number that gives me the vapors. 416-946-7800. I know it's by the way, our supporters come through. We set these goals. We make it. I want you to know we make it. Mm-hmm. And we'll let you know this too. You can from now, from 15th November through December, you can contribute. So you may be walking along the street feeling bad about this, nothing in your pocket. A month from now, you may have some money. Bingo. You can still contribute. You can donate then. When you come into the money in a couple of weeks, give it to us. At the number is 416-946-7800 or toll-free 1-888-204-8976. And we do have listeners in other spots in the world who, of course, can just go to CIUT.fm and follow the day's programming. And, of course, we ask you, when you do contribute at www.ciut.fm, mention the Taylor Report. And Phil, we talked about a number of things. Another story we're going to be doing is this matter in Sudan, which people think they've heard that the army took over, right?
Right.
That's all anybody knows. Army took over. Army takeover, that's bad. To just show you, the Taylor Report is, you know, marches to its own drummer, to borrow a tired old phrase. It doesn't automatically mean any such thing. You have to know, what is this dispute about? And remember, it's a sovereign country, so don't get itchy trigger finger and think that just because there's been an internal struggle in which the army has decided to take power, that nothing follows until you know what it is about. And one of the things we mentioned that's involved, that is a factor, at least in our looking at it, is that Donald Trump brought in a thing called the Abraham Accord. Do you remember that?
I do.
Well, now, people always said that Trump is insane and he's a warmonger or he's a bully, and which is true. True. But Biden has maintained the Abraham Accord. So what Trump said, well, we're going to do this. Biden didn't say, I'm not going to do that. No, he's doing it. A little dirty element in the Abraham Accords, in order to get the signature of Morocco, I guess it's still a king, right? You follow kings more closely.
There's a king in Morocco.
In order to get the king's signature, they agreed. The little gang that made the Abraham Accords gave the king of Morocco the Western Sahara. The Western Sahara is a place of conflict that the United Nations is supervising a peaceful resolution between parties as to who should have sovereignty over Western Sahara. In order to get that signature, they said, you can have that. What they may as well have said is, we're putting dynamite under your car, because Algeria now is close to war with Morocco over this. So this is, and now, and in Sudan, the new, nice, intelligent, right, they let us think such things. People who were in power in Sudan, they signed that. And you say, well, you know, you have a new civilian government. The first thing you do is sign a deal drawn up by Trump. That's the first thing you do of any significance. And it's one that could cause a war between Algeria and Morocco. So, by the way, if you even in terms of resolving this, don't count on me to be against the generals, because I'm against you. I think the Abraham Accord is a disaster politically. All kinds of ugly things are going to happen. So that we talk about that on the Taylor Report. We're going to get Steve Gowans, who will give us chapter and verse, and we draw the outlines, and he colors in the parts that we need. Call us up at 416-946-7800. Help us make at least $1,000, because we want to do our part to make it toward the $100,000. 416-946-7800. Out of town calls from at 1-888-204-8976. Best of all, go to CIUT.fm, donate. And 89 50 will get you a trip for two.
Ron McAllister just called up and made a donation to support the Taylor Report.
Ron McAllister. Thank you very much, Ron, for your donation for the Taylor Report. And
I love to hear those names.
Yeah, let's please keep it coming.
These are great people. And I've had the pleasure occasionally encountering them. I always look forward to it. It's naturally, that's area where my morale is comes from the listeners, people who write and call and support us and also support the station, all the great music, all the great talk shows, and realizing independent radio, we are the envy of a lot of cities because independent radio has been, under siege because the bigger guys don't appreciate the presence of somebody who might cough when they're trying to give a heavy speech, you know. They go, yes, they don't want to hear that. I point this out. Alexander Coburn, the legendary editor, publisher, Counterpunch, used to write for The Nation. Brilliant man. He passed away some years back. He said, wherever you find healthy and strong and based, that's a nice word, based anti-racist organizations for peace, organizations for education and all that, wherever you find those, you find independent radio. He says,
That's very interesting.
Mutually sustaining.
There's not a lot of it around, but it's here at CIUT, and as it turns out, it's a very popular
KPFA,
radio station.
I imbibed an awful lot of KPFA. That was founded by anti-war activists, people who had actually been conscientious objectors. The core of that group were conscientious objectors who were rather heroic people, by the way. It's never, particularly during major wars, to be a conscientious objector, you're going to get a taste of that war because the fever, war fever is one of the most dangerous things that can happen. People lose their minds in the most developed societies. It doesn't matter. That's why we warn about the demonization going on at present about China. The language being used is it creates a war fever and race hatred. And people have tried to point this out over and over, that particularly the way the U.S. State Department and, frankly, Ottawa, the way they discuss China, they can't hide it from their responsibility for the attacks on Asian Canadians and Asian Americans. There's a rise, physical assaults, and it's traceable to the kind of language where Joe Biden attends the label for their conference on climate change. Biden, the first thing out of his mouth is, well, we're here. China's not here. We're here. China's not here. You know, well, that's why you want to look. They have signed the same protocols you have. So, but he has to make it adversarial, right? The way he talks about trade, it has to be adversarial. He says that China will not be allowed. You remember, he will not be allowed to become the number one economy. Well, it's not his job to take anybody's the right of the Chinese. They're only a developing system. They're not fully. The idea that it's true, they're really setting all kinds of records for rapid expansion of the economy and their education system and their transport system and all these. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. But that's something they need to do. And they don't have to ask permission from Joe Biden. But it's not their side that is using this adversarial, antagonistic, and threatening language. When Biden says, we will not allow it, well, what are you going to do about it? I mean, violates the UN Charter, the way you nation is supposed to speak to each other. So that's what we talk about that on the Taylor Report and CIOT, and that's why we'd ask you to call us up and make a big donation, 416-946-7800. You can call us toll-free at 1-888-204-8900. 76. And, of course, the magic trick is to go to CIUT.FM with your credit card and make a donation. Please call us. Tell us about it.
I want to say, Phil, that we'll be back here in a week, maybe in the studio, maybe back to pre-recorded. I'm not sure. But a week from now, it'll be really wonderful news if we hear that CIUT has raised $100,000, because that's the kind of thing that will assure the continued health and strength of the kind of radio that CIUT puts on, and assure that the Taylor Report will be such an integral part of what we do here at CIUT. And this program has many, many listeners, many followers. Many people comment on the quality of the interviews that are done here, on the quality of the news, and the fact that we cover stories that are just not covered in the major media. And somehow, I mean, if I was one of the major media, I would take that as a challenge. I mean, I would say, look, I have this newspaper I own. I have this radio station I own. I have this TV. I can meet that challenge. I can cover those stories. But somehow they can't do it. And I guess that's because they don't have independent supporters, modest people like those who support CIUT and contribute sums like $89.50. They have people who contribute $1 million and who just tell them, don't talk about those issues. And so they don't get talked about. But
absolutely.
We talk about him here. You know?
Absolutely. Hey, remember, trip for two to Iceland.
Oh.
Breaking news,
yeah.
If I may.
Yeah.
Please.
We have our next programmers a little delayed getting here, so you two definitely have the gift of the gab. We're going to need you to stretch it out a little longer, if you don't mind.
That man just said we had the gift of the
sure,
gab.
As long as it's over. What is it, Phil? We get
you two can talk.
Overtime and double?
Is yeah, it? Sure. Time and a half. We want time and a half.
Yeah,
so if you were going to give $100... All right, if you were going to give $89.50, I'll show you what I can do with arithmetic, then you should give us $134.25, because that's time and a half. So give $134.
I didn't mean to bring all that out of you. Phil is gifted in this department. Phil is
I'll let you know when the next program has arrived.
I'm outing.
I thank the teachers I had when I was a kid who would just drill us on this stuff. It wasn't fun at the time, but I'm glad that we learned how to do arithmetic in our heads.
Breaking news, they've arrived. So you have about 3 minutes left to convince the Taylor Report listeners to
yeah,
make
2 minutes for the Taylor Report, and then more minutes for X, right?
No, X has shown up.
They have shown up.
He's in the house. He's on the premises. He's making his way to the platform.
All right.
So we can wrap up.
Yeah.
And we can wrap up by asking our listeners, please go to the phones, go to the website, support the Taylor Report. Give a minimum of $89.50 and get your name in the draw to go to Iceland. You give a maximum of whatever you want above $89.50. That's wonderful. And come back and hear the Taylor Report next Monday at 5 o'clock and every Monday at 5 o'clock, because it doesn't get better than this.
Yeah, no. Well, thank you very much. That's Phil Conlon. I think Phil is right about it. Go to CIUT.FM. Donate. We're looking for 1,000. I think we've made it, by the way. I think. I don't know. But we're looking for 100 grand, which I like that fact to say. We're not playing you. We're looking for 100,000. And CIUT.FM, donate, mention the Taylor Report. Call us at 416-946-7800. Toll free, 1-888-204-8976. I don't know if we're there yet. No, we got good. Tell you again. Hey, listen, we talked to Ishmael Reed, who is the talk of New York. He has revolutionized Broadway because he took them on about their little love affair with Hamilton. And now they're changing the cast, and the producer is saying that he's going to rewrite some stuff, and then they have other plays. And it's all because Ishmael, his middle name ought to be Earthquake, got him going by saying, I'm going to call you guys out with a number of stereotypical malarkey
and,
that you have in here. And
that's reminded our listeners
that, on Broadway.
That Ishmael Reed has been on this radio program on a number of occasions, and I hope we can bring him back.
Yeah. I saw him recently on a book launch. Actually, a book launch for this. And he was the publisher of Baraka Books, said, you know, it was Phil Taylor told me to read Ishmael read. And as a result, I became interested, and that's how they developed into a publishing agreement. And Ishmael Reed was kind enough to say, oh, that's a great show. So you're not taking this from me. You're taking it from Ishmael Reed. And I will say, you don't want to cross Ishmael. Ishmael is, in boxing, I've used this term, he's the guy who knows how to let his hands go. So, you know, is there boxers who kind of look like they're getting ready? Ishmael will hit you three times before you have gotten ready. A brilliant guy. And I'm going to call it friend and supporter of the Tater Boy. And I think we're there. We thank you very much. Go to CIUT.FM and help us raise $100,000. You got till the end of December to get in on this thing. We'll see you.